And now this is a dictation for Pamela Geiger, G-E-I-G-E-R, August 4, 49, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up. Mrs. Geiger, chronic kidney disease, last visit August. Since bioprosthetic aortic valve replacement, repair of aortic root, and one vessel bypass, still weight is down, appetite is in the low side, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine volume, less frequency, but still good amount without infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. The above surgery complicated with cardiogenic shock. That's when they realized there was a need to do a one vessel bypass. For a period of time was in the intensive care unit with intra-aortic balloon pump and then rehabilitation. Plans for a new echo in March. Cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. Medication list review. I will highlight Norvasc, low pressure, Aldactone. Takes cholesterol treatment, Plavix, Eliquis. Did have atrial fibrillation post-surgery that converted to sinus rhythm. Next paragraph, physical exam, blood pressure 130 over 83, repeat 120 over 80, lungs are clear. Increases too from the valve replacement, appears regular, no wraps, no gross ascites, there is overweight of the abdomen, minimal edema. Vein donor from the left side, no infection. Excuse me, there was cellulitis, but the infection has resolved. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is December, creatinine 1.7 is stable, GFR 31 is stage 3B, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD is stage 3B, is stable, no progression, no dialysis. Potassium is high, decrease aldactone from 50 to 25 milligrams. At the time of the hospital, ejection fraction was normal. Mild metabolic acidosis, normal sodium, no need for vitamin D125. Anemia, no need for EPO treatment. Other chemistries is stable. Update urine for protein creatinine ratio. End of dictation.